and welcome to the first ever episode of Folklore Mythology. My name is Jodie, and I will be hosting your podcast. This podcast is going to be exactly as it sounds: folklore and mythology. I am very much putting a focus on Scottish and Irish folklore. This is because I am Scottish myself, and the Celtic folklore is something that's always interested me. On today's episode, the very first one, I thought I would share one that is very close to my heart: the Maidenstone. Now, why is this close to my heart? When I was younger, I grew up in a little village called Money Musk. Money Musk was very close to a town called Inverurie, which is quite close to the city of Aberdeen. About 2 miles outside of Inverurie, there is a stone called the Maidenstone. And that is what I want to talk about today. And why is it so special to me? My mum used to take me there all the time when I was younger. Now, it should be noted that you can only view the Maidenstone during the summer. They cover it in the winter to protect it, which is a brilliant thing that Historic Environment Scotland do. So what is the Maidenstone? Well, it's probably one of the best examples of Pictish stonework with carvings in it that actually still stands today. It's 3 meters tall, and it's made from a sort of pinkish granite, which, you know, granite is what Aberdeen is known for, so it makes sense. It's thought to have been carved around AD 700, but there's quite a bit of debate about that. It's quite interesting. So it's thought to be one of the last symbol-bearing monuments to have been erected in Aberdeenshire, and it's thought to stand really close to its original location. On the actual stone itself, it has quite a few different carvings. It's thought that it's quite a biblical thing, because there's a cross on the actual carvings of the Maidenstone. So on one side of the stone, you see a ring-headed cross on the bottom. And on top of this ring-headed cross, there's a male figure, which has two sort of sea monsters on the side of it. It's thought that this might have been Jonah, escorted by two whales, which is where the biblical side of it comes in. There's also some ornate carved patterns, which are a sort of key pattern and knotwork. On the other side, it's divided into 4 panels, which has carvings of a centaur and other animals. There's also a notched rectangle with a Z-rod, a Pictish beast, and a mirror with a double-sided comb on that side of the stone. Now, as a cross slab, it does seem to be a Christian monument. And judging by its scale, it was probably intended to be quite a significant landmark in that area. Now, one of the most intriguing things for me about the Maidenstone, and is one of the things that a lot of the folklore surrounds, is there's actually a part of the Maidenstone missing. There's a notch out from one of the sides of the Maidenstone. Now, this leads me right in to my first folklore story about the Maidenstone. So, there's a couple different stories that surround the Maidenstone, but one of the most popular ones, and the one that I was definitely taught when I was a kid, is the one where the Maidenstone is the embodiment of the daughter of the Laird of Balquhain, who was turned to stone by God on her wedding morning to save her from the devil. It's said that when the daughter of the Lord of Balquhain was making bread to serve her guests at her wedding, she was approached by a dark, manly figure. Now, what he did was he posed a challenge to this woman. He said, "I bet I can build a road to the top of Benahi before you have finished baking your last batch of bread." Now, to give you some context, Benahi is a 1,600-foot summit, which laid about 2 miles away from where they were. So she looked at him and she was like, "Oh yeah, I can do that. What's the wager?" He said, "If I win, you must marry me instead of your fiancé." And she was like, "Okay, whatever, I'll just keep baking my bread." Inexplicably, the road was built before her baking was complete. Much to her horror, she thought she had it in the bag. When the man approached her and said, "I've built my road," she looked at him in disbelief. She panicked. She knew what was coming next, so she ran. She said some prayers as she fled. Now, there's a couple of variations of the ending of this folklore. One of them is that God turned her into stone to protect her from the devil, and the dark figure that gave her the challenge was the devil. Another one is that when she was seized by the devil, because of her prayers, she immediately turned into stone, and the part of it that's been broken off one of the sides disappeared with the grasp of the devil. And one of the other stories that surrounds the Maidenstone is simply that it was a memorial to a young woman who was killed as a result of a dispute between two families, and the carvings on one of the sides are all the things that she loved. Now that is one of my absolute favourite pieces of folklore from Scotland, and it is such a simple one, but it's such a good story. I really hope you've enjoyed the first episode of Folklore Mythology, and I'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode of Folklore Mythology. This one has been a short one, just because the Maidenstone doesn't have that much around it, but there are other folklore and cryptids and general mythology that I'm going to be going into that are going to account to longer episodes. But I thought I'd keep my first one short and sweet. Thank you so much for listening.